Hi, I'm Vince DePaola, a senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day. The world is looking for peace everywhere. It's looking for peace in wars in the Middle East. It's looking for peace in wars in Europe. It's looking for peace in wars within our country. Wars breaking out everywhere. But the truth of the matter is many of us have wars going on inside of us. Wars for if we're going to experience peace, or if we're going to experience anxiety. And so many people struggle with anxiety. There's a reason why so many people are going to counseling, not that I'm against that, are taking medication, not that I'm necessarily against that, or whatever. The people are struggling with anxiety. People are nervous. People are concerned. They're filled with anxiety. But here's the good news that I have for you today. The Bible says you can win over anxiety. You can win over being nervous and scared and fearful. You can have victory over it. Instead of having an anxiety attack, you can have your anxiety attacked. And I get that from a great passage in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. We're doing the book of Philippians at our church. And I want to read verses 6 to 7, work through it, and then encourage you to seek prayer as your means of finding peace from God. Verse 6, Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything. That's a command. Do not be anxious about anything. If God says, do not be anxious about anything, that tells me there's a possibility for that to happen. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, but in everything, by prayer, praying, and petition. What's petition? It's a form of prayer where you ask God for something. With thanksgiving, what's that? It's a spirit of appreciation that God is hearing you and that God's going to answer you perfectly. Present your requests to God. What is prayer? Well, part of prayer is presenting your requests to God. So don't be anxious about anything. Pray about everything. And look at this. And the peace of God, whether that's God's peace or a peace sourced from God, peace of or from God, which transcends all understanding. You won't be able to figure it out. How did I have peace? Will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When you pray, the peace of God will invade your life. I know so many times when I've been anxious, I've prayed. Sometimes I've prayed and I got done and I felt a sense of peace. And a half hour later, I felt anxious. And you know what I have to do? I've got to get back in prayer. And sometimes you got to keep praying and praying until you have peace. And if the anxiety comes, you got to come back and pray. Look at what it says. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. I don't understand how, but he gives you his peace. You know why? Because when God's in your life, it's all good. When God's in your heart, it's all good. When God's in your mind, it's all good. Even if life around you isn't. And watch this, it will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The word guard, it has the idea of a Roman sentry guard. He'll set guards with weapons to protect your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. But it all starts with not being anxious by anything, but by praying for everything. Do you do that? When you are anxious, is the first thing you do pray? It should be. Replace your worries with prayers. Here's what the Bible tells us in this passage. If you pray about the things that you worry about over time, guess what will happen? You'll have less things to worry about. So resist anxiety by replacing it with prayer. Try it. Pray that God will give you a peace that passes all understanding. It's not a magic formula. It's not like 30 seconds of prayer and you're all fixed. Sometimes you have to pray for a longer period of time. Sometimes you have to pray again and again and again. Imagine that. Yes. The Bible says sometimes you have to persist in prayer. But if you do, God will give you a peace. It may not be a total peace instantaneously 1 second into your prayer, but you know what he'll do? He'll gradually, increasingly give you the peace. And if you keep seeking him in prayer, you'll have peace. What's troubling you? What's worrying you? What's bothering you? Bring it to God. As the great hymn says, bring everything that worries you to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. I hope that helps you. So whatever's bothering you, friend, bring it to God in prayer. As soon as you finish hearing this broadcast, of course, which is going to end right now, because I'm Vince DePaola, senior pastor of Lakeshore Community Church in Rochester, New York, your radio pastor for the day.